Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning.
Where is the commission on this? I'm counting votes, and I'm sure you are too. It looks as though this is going to happen.
I believe so, Tim. Yeah, we've had a tremendous amount of input from the community, and see if the action taken by the University System of Georgia last night, I think all signs point to passage of a mask mandate here in Athens-Clarke County.
All right, we'll dive into how this might work, and most importantly, I would think, how it might be enforced in a moment. But I want to back up here and ask if this is something that might be setting you on a collision course with the governor. One of the reasons, frankly, that some of the requirements that had been in place locally are not in place is that the governor stepped in, effectively usurping local authority in most of these matters. Any concern that this is going to run afoul of the governor?
We have, Tim, for some time we did have some concern, and unfortunately that concern prevented us from acting earlier. But at this point, there's very little concern, so I don't think that's going to stop us from adopting this policy.
As you look, Commissioner Edwards, as you look at what the mayor in Savannah has done, he issued an executive order down there, Van Johnson, the mayor in Savannah, an executive order. I gather didn't go through his council or commission, neither here nor there for our purposes. But one of the things that is in place in Savannah is a fine. I don't know that I have the exact amount of the fine there, but if you're caught without a mask certain places, certain times, you are subject to a fine. Is that going to be the enforcement mechanism here, and if so, how big's the fine?
That is going to be the enforcement mechanism here. The fine for be up to the officer discretion whether or not they write a ticket to begin with. But for the first offense, it'll be $25. For the second offense, $50. And for the third offense, $100. And then any subsequent offense, $100 ticket.
Okay, so these offenses would top out at $100. I think I understood you to say there, kind of broke up a little bit, but I think I understood you to say, Commissioner Edwards, that the police will be the enforcement arm here. You're going to have Athens-Clarke County police officers walking around looking for people who aren't wearing masks.
I don't know if I'd say they're going to be looking for people not wearing masks, but they will be given the authority by the commission to enforce this provision, according to they'll be empowered to enforce the ordinance within the confines of the provisions in it, and those fines are basically what triggers the enforcement, and we have to have some sort of penalty within there. And Anna went with a $500 penalty if citizens refuse to comply. So we went with a little bit of a softer touch, but we do have to put some sort of penalty in there to compel enforcement.
Well, now, will police, will they be expected to? And I used the phrase there, and I thought about this as I was saying this, going to be out looking for people who aren't wearing masks. It's not like you have to look for people who aren't wearing masks. I mean, they're easily spotted. We know who has on a mask, and we know who doesn't. Will a law enforcement officer, an Athens-Clarke County police officer, even a Clarke County sheriff's deputy, will those folks be expected to? And that moment of seeing me without a mask, a grocery store someplace, will they be expected to write me a ticket? You mentioned that it might be at some point up to the officer's discretion. What's the discretion? I mean, a mask is either binary. I mean, I either have it on or I don't.
Well, I think, we see discretion enforced our discretion applied quite often in this community. You know, if we look at the way our container laws are enforced on game day weekends, that might give you a good indication. Or, you know, the way our littering laws are enforced on game day weekends, there's quite a lot of broad latitude and discretion that our enforcement agencies exercise during those times. So, you know, I envision a similar type of enforcement here with discretion. Of course, not similar to the lawlessness on game day, but you know, I envision if an officer approaches you and you're in a place indoors, sharing the air that you breathe with dozens of other people, which is where experts say we're at the most risk. You know, we're sharing air indoors. This is an airborne virus. The officer sees you're not wearing a mask. I expect them to enforce this ordinance and to, you know, ask you if you have a mask, if you please put it on. Most businesses are now, you know, providing masks for people when they go indoors. And, you know, you refuse to wear a mask and you act obstinate, then I expect the police to write you a ticket.
Commissioner.
To do their best to enforce.
Commissioner Russell Edwards here again. The Athens-Clarke County Commission expected to take this up at the meeting tonight. It's on the agenda. Just a logistical question, neither here nor there, the least important question I'm going to ask here, but I'm curious about this. The mayor, as we mentioned, is out of town. Has anybody taken his temperature on this? The mayor traditionally sets the agenda. You're the mayor pro tem, empowered to do that tonight. Is this something that I suppose I could ask the mayor myself, but I have you on the line now. Where is he on this, to the best of your knowledge?
Mayor Tilliger supports it, and he's indicated that he's ready to sign it once it passes this evening.
Is there any out for this? There are people who will say they have certain medical conditions that preclude wearing a mask. They will tell you they have difficulty breathing, I don't know, any number of things, asthmatic or other conditions that might make it problematic for people to wear a mask. Do they need to present some kind of documentation? They need to get a doctor's note? What needs to happen with those folks?
Sure. According to the ordinance, face coverings will not be required in the following circumstances. In person's vehicles, when a person is alone in enclosed spaces or only with other household members, in outdoor physical activity, provided the active person maintains a minimum of 6 feet from other people whom they do not cohabitate at all times. While drinking, eating, or smoking, when wearing a face covering causes or aggravates a health condition, face coverings will not be required. Also, when wearing a face covering would prevent the receipt of personal services, such as dental work or something like that. Face covering is also not required when a person is 10 years of age or younger.
Is this ordinance going to be TFN till further notice, or is there a time limit on this? Is there an expiration date?
It will be, August 11th, 2020, with the authority of the commission to extend it.
Okay, so for basically a month, after which time, if we still have an issue, you could extend it then.
That's right.
All right. Athens-Clarke County Mayor Pro Tem and Commissioner Kelly Gertz. Again, the meeting, I'm right about this, going to be streamed online again, WebEx?
That's right. Folks can go to accgov.com and access the link to watch online.
Should have this in front of me, but I don't. If you don't, that's fine, too. What's the agenda number here on how far into the meeting you're going to take this up?
Let's see. I believe it's agenda number 18.
Okay. So you got some stuff to do before you get to it, although consent agenda, probably a lot of that, too. Mayor Pro Tem Russell Edwards, best of luck tonight. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks as always, Tim. Have a great day.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.